Log Talk Radio.
Desire to Destroy from Blind Divine's album. Time is on your side. That's a great song. It's amazing. It's a good album. I want to get in that little cookie. If you ever wonder where that came from, there's a thing where you could pick songs and like $5, $10, $20, whatever, and you could use them. And it was the first song I found, and I just stuck with it. But wow, I want to get into this. It's a Wednesday edition of The Conversation. We didn't have one Monday because when I was writing it, I'm like, oh, it's labor. It's been one of those weeks. Like, I'm at work on Tuesday, and we're all thinking it's Monday. And I'm like, yeah, I almost did the biscuits and gravy for breakfast. I don't think they would have cared, or who knows. It's hilarious because I'm sitting there, and it's like, and then my boss is making something, and then the steam jacket kettle, and it boils over the soup. And I'm like, sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays. It's been that kind of week. But hey, guess what, folks? It's okay. Biden got these two little girls ice cream after whispering to them. Who knows what they said? He's a creeper. I like him. Step back. I don't care. One thing in the conversation, Joe Biden's DHS may bring deported illegal aliens back to the United States. Yep. We got them. We deported them. What, you want us to go bring them back? Are you kidding me? That might happen, folks. Don't worry. Majority Leader Rep Kevin McCarthy said that the Democrats want to stifle Fox. Wow. Did you come up with that yourself? I mean, seriously, like we don't see that? Oh, my Lanta. I mean, come on. Tell me something I don't know. Don't worry, folks. Forget the walk and talk. Biden may have dismissed a Rolling to Remember rally, but they still did it. They still had it. You know, folks, if you're all vaccinated, we might be able to celebrate 4th of July, so get vaccinated, okay? If you need to be vaccinated to celebrate the 4th of July and you forgot what Independence Day is all about, if you need permission from Biden, whatever. A BLM activist and founder of the club no longer is a part of it. She thinks it's not about black lives. It's not about making them better. Anti-violence Minneapolis activist whose 6-year-old granddaughter was killed by a stray bullet is rejecting calls to defund the police and calling it the craziest thing he's ever heard. It's amazing because they shot that stuff in Chicago and Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, and they had 28 people killed. 1,298 total since January 1st. But, oh no, we need to, yeah, these places that have like the strictest gun laws have like the highest violent crime rate or whatever. This will never change unless people make a change and do something for themselves and for the nation. But I got the solution. China has it now. They're going to allow people to have 3 kids. Yes. You now in China can have the maximum of 3 kids. And I guess if you had twins, when they only allowed one, what would help you? You'd have to, like, get rid of one or kill it or something because you couldn't have. Just wait till they do something like that here. Oh, yeah, they're trying to. Oh, yeah, you can't do this to go here unless you get this vaccine for a 99% survival rate virus. I want to get into that because we have lots of places where I live that are like, you don't need to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated. Oh, you don't? I just don't. I don't wear a mask anyway. But what the? It's amazing because where I live, and you probably had these where you were these. Don't be a lab rat. Don't be a lab rat, folks. With Juul e-cigarettes, you're a lab rat. They don't know the dangers of these. They don't know if they're any safe or any better. Don't be a lab rat. Don't be a big lab rat to the tobacco industry. Don't vape. And they're all these like, if you vape, you're a lab rat and you're an experiment. They don't know, they can't tell you the safety and efficacy of e-cigarettes yet because they're too new. We don't know the long-term effects of them. Don't be a lab rat, but then all these people that would, I'm not going to do that stuff, man. I'm not a lab rat. You're not going to experiment on me. Okay, you need me to pull up my sleeve? Okay, I'm getting this experimental vaccine. Oh, yeah, right there. Okay, what's in it? You don't know? You can't tell me? What? You know, it just amazes me how there'll be an experiment for a vaccine, but wouldn't do a e-cigarette. Because, you know, you're an experiment smoking those blue cigarettes. Yeah, you know. Ah, you know you're an experiment by getting that experimental vaccine. Oh, yeah, and if you ever have a problem, the way vaccines are written, you can't do anything about it, so you're kind of screwed, so don't worry. It's about as stupid as Joe Biden's DHS saying he may bring back deported illegal aliens back to the U.S. Now the Mexicans can really have a heyday. They can actually call the INS on themselves. They can get deported, get fed lunch and everything, a wedding party, then they can bring them back. See, we get deported, then we go to the border, then we walk across, then they get us in a nice hotel room, and that's where we'll, like, have, like, the reception and stuff, you know? Yeah, what we do is we call immigration on ourselves, then we get sent down to Mexico, you know, we get fed lunch and everything. We had the wedding down in Mexico, then we walk across the border, and when we walk across the border, they put us in hotels and everything, you know? I mean, the feds are sleeping on the street, but who cares about them? We're caring about these illegals, and you know, and then they have, like, a reception in the hotel that they're put up in. Sounds fair. Then you got people like Joe McCarthy. Whew, Kevin McCarthy. I did the Joe McCarthy as a joke. He's, the Democrats are trying to stifle thought and free speech and thinking. Wow. I did not know that. Thank you for... Yeah, Trump can't be on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, any of that crap, but, you know, whatever. It's okay, folks. That's not, they're a platform, and they can choose who they can choose whatever they want to put on their platform. Yeah, it's called a publisher. Yeah, the minute you start dictating what you can and cannot say or put on a platform, then it's called a publisher. So like when the publisher Newsweek miraculously in 16 didn't send out any of the Trump Newsweeks, only the Madam President, and then what happened? Oh yeah, Trump won. Remember that song by Ronnie Wilson? I wish I was a fly on the wall when you think you're all alone. Learn your secrets once and for all. I'd love to have been there. I'd have paid. I would lose an arm to have been in that room on 16 when Hillary Clinton lost. I'd give anything to have been there to see her and her temper tantrums. Man, you could have put that on pay-per-view. They could have probably paid, they probably could have, yeah, $50, it would have taken care of the national debt. Folks, this is a record. Over $82 trillion was raised to see the pay-per-view of Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters when she lost, like where she is, not where the people were there that, like, we were guaranteed she was going to win. That was the greatest night of my life. Sorry, honey. Besides the wedding. The wedding has to be the... But besides the wedding, that was the greatest night of my life, seeing all those liberals like, They look like... All those people in that room look like the people that... Well, they were going to give me $4 million. All you could do is give them $700 to pay the taxes on that money. And the $700 would allow them to send me the money. Oh, they can't... Yeah, they have the cash in hand, but they can't send me... They can't take $700 out of that cash. I have to give them the cash. Yeah. But that's how it is. You know, they'll look like... And then they realize they're screwed because, what? You mean I'm not... Yeah, you believed someone was going to give you like $4.5 million lottery winning if you just gave them $700. You can look at my ID. I might have been born again, but I wasn't born again yesterday. It was actually the day before that. I mean, they just look like dumb because they don't know anything. That's what's wrong. What's going to change this country is we have to get these people that Barack Obama's Jesus Christ. He was the greatest thing ever. I'm glad Joe Biden is basically 4 more years of Obama because Obama was the greatest thing. This country was the best ever. The blacks flourished, everything. The black communities thrived. No, they didn't. Actually, the division got worse when, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't see anything, but I guarantee you $1 million that, you know, race played on. That's why the cops are there. You know, all that race bait stuff that they did, you know, dividing this nation and Antifa was formed, Black Lives Matter was formed. And Black Lives Matter is imploding on itself because all these people that, yeah, I bought like 5 homes, whatever, 4 homes, this and that, did all this stuff. Yeah, they're leaving that place. That BLM is sinking faster than the Titanic. But what people don't realize, like Tom McDonald said, I think Black Lives Matter is the stupidest name because the system's screwing everyone exactly the same. It don't matter. Look at these people take people and like, okay, well, because Oprah Winfrey, who's the richest woman in the world, said that you can't make anything yourself. You can't. How did she make it? My cat's coming into the studio. Hey, what's up, kitty? But yeah, no, I don't get this. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't get this. I mean, you have like people like Kevin McCarthy, like what the Democrats are trying to stifle free speech and freedom of press and all that. Wow, did you come up with that all by yourself? I mean, like seriously, like I don't get it. Like no one gets this. We need to get to the people that ex-Black Lives Matters founders that are like, oh, whoops, yeah, it wasn't about what I thought it was about. That's what we need to get to, these people that make no sense, that like, Barack Obama was great. What, the $4 a gallon gas, the development of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the division of the races, what? What did he do? The fact that everything that I buy and pay for went through the roof? What? Go ahead. And then you got people. Now I do get this because there's a guy that there are people like, I understand that people like, I'm at McDonald's, I want $15 an hour. What you do to deserve it? I do have a problem with them taking away like the federal bonuses for people that have got a job, full-time job. So what? We're furloughed right now because we can't get parts. I mean, these people that, like, I don't know if I can do anything. Have you heard that Dr. Fauci okay us to go outside yet? I don't know. The The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you know, July 4, 1776, yeah, that gave you the right to be able to go outside. We're not China. They're not limiting how many kids you can or cannot have. And then people in China be like, oh, thank you. Oh, now we can have 3 kids. Now I can have sex more than once in my life. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, yay. Oh, thank the government. Now I can have 3 kids. Oh, God gives you rights, not a government. Don't worry, it's okay, folks. It's okay. This world's coming to an end. Don't worry. It's okay. We only have 1,298 people shot and killed in more life in Chicago, but it's okay since January 1st, but gun control works. That's the problem in this country. People don't, you know, you don't, well, folks, if everyone gets vaccinated and everyone stays locked down and everything, I might allow you to celebrate the 4th of July. I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still... You know, I mean, we still don't have, I don't think, enough people vaccinated to ensure that we can safely have the 4th of July. I mean, if you need anyone's permission to celebrate the 4th of July, I can't believe how many people, like, I don't know what's the latest on COVID. What does the CDC say? Should we wear 2 masks, 3 masks, 4 masks? Should we not even, can we go out? Can we do anything? I see so many people that will spend hours in a grocery store picking over every single solitary. Okay, so what's the number I got to call? Yes, I mean, you say that you have natural and artificial flavors in here. What are they exactly? Because I need to know exactly what's going into my body. What's the germinated cornmeal? What does that mean? I don't. And is it like a blackstrap molasses? I just want to make, is this organic? It's not organic. Okay. Well, okay, because I have to have organic. I don't put anything on. Oh, yeah, COVID? Oh, the vaccine? Oh, I'm getting it right now. What's in it? I don't know. I don't care. I'm just, I mean, I have a 0.5% chance of dying, but oh, I need to get the vaccine. Because your Lord and Savior, Dr. Fauci, said to. And I know someone's going to cut and paste that way. He said, that's how people, like, I only do it. The CDC doesn't say I can breathe. Folks, this is the latest. This is coming right off the wire, folks. The CDC said it's not safe to breathe for Democrats. So any Democrats listening, just hold your breath. Okay, thank you very much. That's from Dr. Fauci. He's come out in the last hour and said that if you're a Democrat, it's not safe to breathe. So just hold your breath. Okay. For someone to say, well, this guy on the radio to me, if you're stupid enough to believe that, I guarantee you there's someone out there like, folks, 25 people died after radio show host said that Dr. Fauci told them to hold their breath because they're Democrats, and they did. Because they don't have the brain to think for themselves. I mean, heck yeah, black people that support a racist. Biden can't get IDs through Biden. Black people can't. They can't get attorneys, whatever. Oh, Lord. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. The world's coming to an end. But we can solve it by making airplanes out of beef. I've seen a couple articles that say that there are people that think that Donald Trump will be reinstated by August because there's so many audits being done, and these election boards are getting heavily lawyered up, and people are being stripped of their powers, and attorney generals are stepping down, and I'm a seeing is believing person. I think And my wife asked me what I think about it. I said, well, seeing is believing, number one. But I think if Trump was to get reinstated as president, I don't think anyone would, that you, no one would, they would just step down. They would, nothing would happen to anybody. I'm not saying that, and follow me here, I'm not saying that, you know, they might step down, but ain't nothing going to happen. They're not gonna go, you're not going to see anyone in prison. Biden's not going to be held accountable. Kamala Harris ain't, not, no one involved is going to go to prison. No one's going to be hanging from the gallows. You know, we need to step up and do something. It's us that's going to solve this problem, not the other way around. You know, how many years has this been? And, you know, we the people have to let them know who they work for. You need to go to these city council meetings and go to these and sit there and, okay, I want to know where every single solitary penny is being spent. Well, there's 50 people here. What are they here for? I don't know, but they're getting whatever they want. They'll do whatever they want if you're not there, but if there's 50 people there saying, hey, you're going to try to pass this? I don't think so. You want to walk out of here alive? Just give them what they want. But it's okay, folks. It is. You know, there's actually documentation now that on March 5th, Dr. Fauci said, oh, cancel all this stuff, religious services and churches. 4 days later, there's proof. These like, oh, cruises and stuff like that, they can still, you know, rallies can still happen. That's the problem in this country, folks. Oh, look at how Black Lives Matter is massively in the streets. And that's okay. No one's questioning how can they do that, but you can't have church. 90% of America is not questioning how can you go on a cruise, but you cannot, and I repeat, have church. There's 1,000 people looting a store. But let me get this straight. Yeah, I'm getting arrested for going to church. Are you kidding me? No one gets it. No one questions it. They don't. And that's the sad part of this whole thing. Like I said, I know people that will want to know everything about what's in their food, but won't even question the vaccine. Are you vaccinated, sir? Does this look like Nuremberg, Germany? Do I look like a Jew? Does this look like Auschwitz? I don't think so. Bye-bye. Go. They should just make the vaccine lethal. That way the idiots that are stupid enough to get the thing and just perish. Bye, see ya. That way the people that are around are the ones that are critical thinkers that think for themselves. Let me see here. 99% survival rate virus. What's in this? Why would I even question that? Because like we did fire training and safety and stuff on this thing, and what would you do first? Well, the first thing they tell you to do is to run and scream, and there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire. First thing I would do is try to put the thing out. But I would be someone that, okay, I'm grabbing this extinguisher, and I'm going to try to put this thing out while I'm saying there's a fire. If there's a fire alarm near me, I'd pull the thing while I'm grabbing. I'd be grabbing the extinguisher, pulling the fire alarm thing, and then trying to take care of it. I mean, if it's something where, okay, it's going to be like at 3 minutes in between grabbing the fire extinguisher and pulling the alarm, I'd pull the alarm first thing, but I would try to do them simultaneously to where I'm pretty much trying to put the fire out as I'm pulling the alarm or saying something. That way I got the thing spraying at the base of the fire 6 feet away. That way I'm trying to do two birds at once. but the thing that you teach is kind of a common sense, because I always joke, I'm like, well, it depends. If the fire is so out of control to where, okay, screw it, I'm just shutting the door and hoping I can contain it long enough to get anyone out, it's not even worth. If it's a little tiny fire that you could take and put it out yourself, you know, if it's like, okay, Yeah, this little appliance is on fire, and I'm just going to plug it and just... And then since it's so small, it should put itself out. I'm going to get a big blanket and stick it over top of it, and hopefully I can smother it. But it just, you know, but that's kind of how we are in this country. We have so many people that just don't even, they're not critical thinkers. They don't realize that in the very beginning, Dr. Fauci, no mask. They're a waste of space. Then you need one mask. Then you need two masks. Then you need, and then you still need to wear a mask if your mask don't do anything because people touch them and touch them and touch them and you just get massively contaminated. And I see these people with these masks, I'm like, okay, if you have a disposable mask, you should be changing them every, like, I don't know, like 4 hours or something, I was told. Like, technically, if you're at work, you should be putting a new one on. And then, man, I'm not wasting those, man. Well, that's what you're supposed to, if you want to keep it clean. But that's where we are, folks. That's where we live in. No one cares anymore. Thinks for themselves. You there?
Yep. How you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, is it really true that Biden wants to bring back the deported immigrants?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That people that they have deported, they want to bring them back.
Okay, now if that doesn't show 24 karat gold evidence that this guy is not for America, I don't know what is. Did you hear about him? And I don't know if he signed an executive order, but did you hear about his desire that if you're going to go into the solar panel industry, or if you're going to go into the lithium industry, he doesn't want the people in the industries to now mine the rare earth minerals from within the United States.
No, I haven't heard that, but that does not surprise me.
And I thought that was bad. Then I read your description page and found out that he wants to bring back the deported illegal. That's more than stupid. If you're deported, there's a reason. That's because they broke the law, and the judges have upheld it. Now he wants to bring them back? Come on, that's traitorous. This guy has to be taken out of there.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Hmm.
Well, it's just like in Alaska, no, it's in Russia, he's okaying them to build a pipeline, but he's banning one here.
Yeah, he released rescinded the sanctions on the Russian-German pipeline, like you're talking about. So now Merkel is going to be dependent upon Russia. Trump offered her our excess gas, and she turned him down.
Yeah.
These people are not working for their citizens. They're working for the globalists.
Yeah. And it's sad because most of the American people don't see the hypocrisy and the double standards and the crap that's going on.
Yeah, I know. You know, not only is the mainstream media bad, that's bad enough, but I was taking a look at some of the alt-left, not just the conservative websites, but the articles online written by leftists. They are very convincing. If you don't do research and all you do is read leftist material, you think that America is going down the drain. They're in favor of the 1619 Project. Everything that was done bad by America to everybody else was done by the by conservatives. They're an amazing force, the leftists. You know that?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's scary. And,
yeah.
I mean, what's scarier is when you know that they have to take a video of Trump and cut it and paste it and edit it to get their point across. They can't just have him say exactly what he says because it defeats their narrative.
I know, but you know what? I downloaded a compilation of Trump's gaffes. I wanted to compare it with Biden. Even without the editing, Trump, do you know what spoonerism is?
Mm-hmm.
You don't?
No.
Okay. That's what Trump probably suffers from. He's not stupid. What he does, because it happens to me, and it happens to some other people too, is that when you're trying to express your thoughts, you're thinking of two thoughts at once, but you're combining both thoughts in an incoherent fashion. So he sounds like a moron because he's trying to say one thing while he's thinking of another thing at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's not because he's like Biden, who doesn't have two brain cells left. It's just that he just doesn't slow down. He just has to think one sentence, one issue, one topic at a time instead of combining them together. But when you take a look at that compilation of Trump, it makes him look like a moron. It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But his policies were good for America, though. Biden's policies from the get-go. Signing of what, like 43 executive orders in something like 60 days? This guy's on a rampage to destroy America.
Well, Obama's come out recently basically saying that Biden is an extension of his presidency for four more years, which everyone knew anyways.
Yeah, I was reading an article about that. He said that, Biden is going along with the same kind of policies and mission that they had when Obama was in office. Practically saying that Biden's the puppet, because everybody that Biden's appointed and got ratified is from the Obama administration.
Yep.
This is nuts.
Well, that's what when the ex-CEO of Wayfair came out and said that he was given money to bribe Hillary Clinton to run, he was basically under the understanding in the end that she was going to be 8 more years of Obama. All his people were going to be in there, and they were going to be doing, she was going to do his bidding. She was going to have, those people were going to advise her on what to do based off of what Obama told them to tell her to do. She was going to be a puppet as well. Yeah, Hillary.
Yeah, you know what I heard about that? I heard, too, that he wanted Hillary in there because he's got leverage on her. And the scuttlebutt was that he could practically manipulate her to do anything that he wanted because she could go to jail if she didn't. So it wasn't because she was his favorite candidate. The Clintons and the Obamas, they don't get along from what you read.
Yeah.
So, he wanted a real puppet in there. But, I mean, look, with Biden in there doing what he's doing and Kamala Harris to follow up, he shouldn't complain.
Yeah. So I've read a couple articles where there are people saying that they believe, and I'll see it when I believe it, that by August they'll reinstate Trump as president because there's so much fraud coming out through all these friends of God that they're doing in like Arizona and stuff, and they're starting one in Wisconsin and I guess in Georgia. And I'm like, I'll see it when I believe it.
Yeah, well, there are people hoping for that. QAnon is probably leading the way with that. I don't think they can reinstate him. I don't think the Constitution has any type of provisions for what happens if there's an election in which the president was deposed as a result of fraud. I don't think they have anything for that. So that's going to be brand new territory. So even if they do prove that there was fraud, and the Republicans are doing a good job of allowing the Democrats to make Maricopa County not look that that fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? And let's say they do absolutely prove it, and the judges, the Supreme Court actually says, yes, it was election fraud, and Biden is not the legitimate president. What are they going to do? There are no protocols, no precedents for this.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing I told my wife who helps me with the show. She's like, well, there's no precedence on this. So if it would be like, okay, how would they even handle this if it was proven that there was overwhelming fraud?
Yeah. You would think common sense would just say, okay, look, if there's election, you lock up Biden and you reinstate Trump. But because we go by the Constitution and we had the Electoral College, you know, elected.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah.
I guess maybe Congress would have to pass a law reinstating it, but with the Republicans that we've got in there now, I don't know if that would happen.
Yeah, I don't think they'd have enough votes.
No. Oh man, we're in a deep shit.
We are. And it's scary when, and the fact that like I've told this, like we have supermarkets where I live and places where if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. I'm like, I'm not getting the vaccine. I said, I know so many people in this grocery store right now, it's a health food store, that they're looking over every freaking ingredient to find out what's in it. And what happens is with this going on, they want to know everything that's in everything, but they are, what's in the vaccine? I don't know.
Well, that's because they're too trusting of the government. The government is really brainwashed, and I can't blame them. I used to be the same way when I was a Democrat.
Yeah.
You believe what people tell you because they're the authority figures. Thank God for me, the internet came along because I wasn't one who was into politics.
Yeah.
In fact, I wanted to avoid it. I didn't want to read about the same crap every day in the newspapers.
Yeah. I hear you.
But you do your research, and it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And eventually you say, you know what, this doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. That over there doesn't make sense. Ah, yes. Corruption all across the board. Now everything makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's going to be that's the very, very last boundary. People do not, no matter what. See, I think all Americans realize that all politicians are crooked in some way or another. But they don't want to believe that the people they've been electing and reelecting for years have been selling them down the river to communists. That is something they're going to resist with all of their breath.
Yeah. Because like I tell people all the time on my program, just look at Detroit. There are roads in Detroit that the cops won't even go down there. I'm like, yeah. Like I've been told by like when I'm in Detroit or I'm in parts of Kalamazoo or whatever, yeah, at night, at 9 o'clock at night, if it's after 9 o'clock, if this intersection is clear, just go through it. Do not sit at a red light. It is too dangerous. Don't even go down this road. The cops won't even go down there. And these people keep electing. Not that I'm wondering if they're actually electing these people or if it's rigged. Because like the place keeps going in the toilet, but they keep the same people keep getting elected year after year. And if they get aged out because they can only be in the position for a certain amount of time, someone else comes in to replace them that has the same failed policies.
I think it's a combination of both. Philadelphia and Newark are famous, just like, what is it, California, maybe even Detroit. Some cities are famous for election fraud from going back decades. New York, for one, with Tammany Hall, we all know about that. But
yeah.
The thing is, people are still stupid. They still elect the same idiots thinking that, well, he'll do better this time, or he'll get new staffers and new associates, and they'll work things out. Besides which, people are lazy, too. They don't know shit about politics.
Yep. And that's even scarier when you get these kids, these young kids that are marching in a protest against vetting or against this or that, and then when you sit down and talk to them and get to the brass tacks, so what are you actually out here? Yeah, man, I can't believe it. I mean, Trump's a racist. I can't believe he's banning people from coming into these countries. Well, don't you want to make sure that people coming into this country are safe? And, you know, just like if you have a house or if you have a pub or a bar and you have someone outside, okay, let me see your ID, you're 21, okay, and they make sure that you're safe, you ain't got no weapons on you, they pat you down, okay, you can come into the club. They're making sure that people, I support that. Well, you're at this event that's against this. They don't, And these kids are marching for one thing, but they're actually against what they're marching for, and they don't realize what they're – they're just there being – it's like they get a text message. This is what you're pissed off about today. This is what you got to march against today. They have no idea what it means, what it's about. They're just doing whatever they're told.
I know. They're, again, it's the authority figures, the professors in college. They're screwing up the young people's minds. They don't even know what sex is, what gender is, if a man's a man. The Campus Reform website went out and did a man on the street type of interview. Again, they do this all the time. And they're asking people about what is a woman. And, you know, they didn't really know. The student said, well, being a woman is a fluid type of issue. You don't have to have been born biologically a female to be a woman, you know, because they're absorbing all the bullshit that the academics are teaching them. Over the Memorial Holiday, Campus Reform went out there and asked students what they thought about the Memorial Day. Some students said that it's a disgrace because the soldiers died for colonialism and imperialism. Oh, man. They're doing a job on us, all right.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, in any case, I'm going to let you go, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man.
Sure. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Me too. Bye-bye. And that's you got these professors that literally, the ideology for me of a great teacher was someone that you never knew their political beliefs. I had so many high school teachers that you never knew what they stood for, what they believed. They didn't. And that was a great teacher. Now you have these teachers that push a belief in an ideology. And it's scary. It is scary because they're supposed to educate you, not tell you how to think. They're not there to, no, they can tell you, okay, think about it like this. Light a match of gasoline, it's going to explode. You need to think. But if they want you to think a certain way or act a certain way, or I know what's best for this country, trust me. Well, no, we're to think for ourselves. In a way, you don't believe me that lighting a match to gasoline will explode? Let me show you. But, folks, I got to take care of some business, folks, so I'm going to end the show now. I got to handle some stuff, so I apologize for that. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence who mutually point each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, all, and God bless. And pray for me and my family. Thank you.